It's one thing to graduate from college when you're in your 20s, but imagine pursuing your college education when you're in your late 70s. That's the case for 77-year-old Douglas Cruzy, who will be graduating with thousands of other University of Maryland students on May 30th. Douglas joins us now.
I'm very pleased to join in for your interview.
Thank you. Well, I think it's amazing and quite inspiring that even at your age, you still wanted to finish your degree. Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I started out in University of Maryland in 1954 after graduating from Montgomery Blair High School in Silver Spring, and I greatly enjoyed attending college. I had some very nice summer jobs, including Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Lab and the Utilization Lab of the Washington Gas Light Company. However, in one particular year, I was involved in an automotive accident where a car ran through a stop sign and hit me, and I had no funds to continue the next year. And then when I did come back, it was a little irregular, and I had an opportunity to go to California, which I did, and it ended up I got a real good introduction to starting your own business. And very shortly, I had my own business starting in 1961. That grew very step by step. I started out with virtually no money of my own for really starting a big business. So it was just pocket change, and I had a business.
Wow.
That grew to the point where I was very active in auto racing and building race cars and aluminum sheet metal parts for racing aircraft, like a P-51 World War II aircraft for the Reno Air Race. And all this work in the racing introduced me to many companies who were manufacturing parts. So from the building of race car parts, I then grew into just general prototyping. And that has done extremely well.
So it's almost as if you didn't let the discouragement get you from just being successful in general. You know, just even trying to pick yourself up again is quite difficult. How did you overcome that?
Enthusiasm and a lot of good friends and a lot of good work out there in front of me. If you just keep going out and looking for work, you end up getting it. You grow the business. And once you pay off a certain amount of machinery, then you can grow even better.
How were you able to manage to acquire the funds or the things that you needed to start your business, even though you had, as you said, no money?
Well, I borrowed $37 to start the business from a friend of mine. Everything else was through cash flow, rapid delivery on parts where a person would come in on the first of the week, and by the end of the week, the race car body was done. They were off to the racetrack, and I had money for the next week's operation.
So years later now, you are operating several businesses. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. And now you, even after operating all these businesses, you still want to go back and get your degree.
It was just an objective that I had set in the early days. And finally, the business was sufficiently successful, and I had a little better staff working with me, where I could then do my regular business work during the day, do my University of Maryland, University College online a little bit during the day, but mostly evenings and weekends. And I greatly enjoyed that program because it gave me a little more expertise in writing, which is one of my light areas in earlier days. But the research that I would do for the classes, and of course now I had transferred from my mechanical engineering background, which I had like 3.5 years. I was close to graduation, but it didn't happen then. So I then entered into the UMUC for a degree in environmental management, and those two went together very well. So then doing all the internet searches to complete term papers and things of that sort, I greatly enjoyed it because it expanded my expertise and capability.
It's amazing. What would you say then to those who are having difficulty getting the strength to go back to school and to get their degree?
Well, the transition was because the company became very successful. By then, I had a partnership which provided a modest but adequate budget to follow through on some patents that we had developed. Essentially, the first 10 years of the technology development was on my own, in between doing jobs for customers. We finally got to the point where we filed for a patent on advanced technology for fuel efficiency and low emissions for passenger car engines, gasoline, and also for diesel truck. And a lot of this came off of the fact that I'm working on race cars and you're working with the engine builders, even though I'm not then doing much in engine building, but we have a very active group of self-directed engineers or self-taught engineers who are doing very advanced technology for the racing engines, and that gave me inspiration that maybe, just maybe, I might come up with something that would be worthwhile for a regular passenger car, which is what we achieved.
Wow. And so now you want to go back and get your master's degree as well in mechanical engineering.
That's correct. The challenge now is that having achieved our company objectives on asserting our patents to gain additional funding, now I have a little more freedom of activity, and it allows me to put in even more time on advanced studies in mechanical engineering to do additional improvements on our technology to help meet the corporate average fuel economy requirements, which has now moved up to 54.5 MPG. And we have a nice laboratory here where we can do dynamometer testing on advanced engines. And if we can produce some good results, then we can go back to companies that we've already come to agreements on our patents where they have rights to use our technology, and we can now show them prospectively, if we succeed, an upgrade to what we've worked with them on before and improve the fuel economy for cars.
That's amazing. Congratulations on everything. Are there any pieces of advice you would give to those who want to go back to school but are hesitant to do so, especially from your experience now that you are finishing?
Oh, I'd say absolutely. If you have the time to do it, it is very worthwhile. The longer you've been out of school, the more you'll enjoy it. If you get on UMUC, where it's the online college courses, it allows you to work at your own pace. And if you really want to do it, you'll make it happen. It will get you the results you're looking for, and you'll be a better person for it.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Douglas, for taking the time to speak with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate the call.